Good morning and welcome to the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick, your host, and joining us today is our friend Mary Gaucher. Hey, Mary, how are you?
Good morning to you, Rick. Good to see you.
Yeah, it's great to have you. Thanks for being part of this. There's a show coming up in Phoenicia at Flying Cat Music, which is at a church on Church Street. And it's a great venue. It's a really feel-good place to be. Last time I saw you, now this was a couple years back, you were playing live in Phoenicia. I just want to let you know and the listeners that I'm a Phoenician. It's my hometown. So welcome to Phoenicia on Saturday.
I'm super excited to be back. I love it up there, and this is the best time of year. If I'm not mistaken, we were at the Railroad Museum last time.
That's correct. Yeah.
What a sweet place. Is that place still going, or what's going on with that place?
It's still there. It's just a different incarnation, but it's still good.
I think it's the coolest little spot.
It was.
Go backwards in time there, but I'm looking forward to the church on Church Street.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of acts in there. It's a great room, and I think you're going to really enjoy the sound in there, as well as the clientele who comes. Now, I've been a fan of yours for years and years, and it's a pleasure to be able to see you play live. There are songs that, bring out a lot of different emotions. And some of them sure are sad, some of them are uplifting, and some of them just get you thinking, which is the kind of artist that I love, because it's different forms of music that come from your heart and emote that joy or sadness. And I get it. Every time I hear one of your songs, I get it. So thank you.
Well, thank you. You know, I'm a troubadour.
Yeah.
Yeah, my job is to tell stories and sing songs that that create emotion. That is literally my job. I think songs are what feelings sound like. That's what I have dedicated my life and my work to, is to creating emotion, that feeling of I call it empathy, where you're listening and suddenly that song is about you. And, you know, it's an old fashioned trade. Troubadours have been doing this for thousands of years. And I really feel as though right now, today, this is an important thing to do, because we're in an empathy crisis. We're fighting. We're divided. We're thinking of our fellows as others. Huh. You know, I always felt like, one human family, you know, the motto of Key West, one human family. We may not like each other, but we're going to have to figure out how to deal with each other. And I think that's the purpose of art and music and song, is to build these bridges in some real way. That's my job. So thank you.
Yeah, it's amazing how music and songs that come from your heart that you write, how different individuals can connect to it. And there are songs that are filled with angst. There are songs that are filled with joy and happiness. And to be able to appreciate all of that and to get it all in, it's an incredible thing. So thanks for being able to do that and to turn us on to different styles of music that we can appreciate. And we can find a thread that we connect to. And you do that. You're an amazing artist in that way. And your music has been covered by a bunch of different artists, which is pretty cool, including Blake Shelton, of all people. I'm just saying, that's really cool that different artists have been exploring your music and understand where you're coming from. And that's an honor. So congrats.
You know, it is. And the people who've recorded my songs are all over the board, you know, and I think that sort of is a testament to what I was just saying, that you got to have a certain mindset as a writer to be able to connect with Blake Shelton and Boy George, you know, Dolly Parton, Bobby Bear Sr., Kathy Mattea, and Jimmy Buffett, you know. It really is about the human experience. That's what I feel as though my work as a troubadour and songwriter has been to just write about what it's like to be here now. I'm not a preacher. I don't deal in the realm of belief systems. I deal with the emotional world and the spiritual world. And the spiritual world for me is that my spirit and your spirit are awful lot alike. That's about as far as I go. I don't have a theology. I don't have a agenda. Well, I do have an agenda. My agenda is don't suck. And how do I not suck? Well, I'm not the world's greatest singer. I'm not the fanciest guitar player. And, looking at me has decreasing value every single year. But what I do have is story. And I think my stories build bridges. And those bridges are important to cross. And I think that's why I still have a job.
Well, I think the most important part of your music and your stories is that they're genuine. They
Yes.
come from a place that's real. It's not
Yes.
fiction. It's not something made up. Maybe some of it is. I'm not sure. But still, for the most part, it's stories that you collect from people and
Yes.
you spin them into a whole story. Like
Yes.
Drag Queens and Limousines is a whole tale, that whole song. And it's amazing.
Yeah, that's a song. That record came out 25 years ago this month.
Wow.
And we're celebrating the 25th anniversary of it all year this year. And
Ah.
re-releasing that on vinyl through a punk rock label called Kill Rock Stars. We've been talking about that song actually in that record. It is an outsider story. It's a story of feeling like an outsider. And my experience after playing this thing for 25 years is even the most insider of insiders has sometimes felt like an outsider. And
True.
so I can sing about drag queens and limousines and have right-wing conservative cowboys in Texas put their face in their hat because they felt it too. I'm not singing about beliefs.
Yeah.
I don't sing about beliefs. I sing about experiences of being in this world as a human being here today.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
so the outsider experience is one that that many of us had in high school or college or the challenge of working through what it is to be inside and outside, what it means to be a part of or not a part of. That's something we all have to deal with.
It is. Well, your latest album that I know of was called Dark Enough to See the Stars.
Yes, that's my most
And
recent release. Yes.
yeah, that came out in 2022.
Yes.
So have you been working on new stuff?
I have, yeah, got
Yeah.
a pile of new songs. The way, general way that I've done my career is once I have 10 songs that I love, I'll make a record. I'll write 30 or 40 songs to get to those 10.
Wow.
Not every song I write do I think is a good song or even a decent song, but I'll just write.
Do you
And
do that just as a practice for yourself, just writing in general? Then you go through it and you say, yeah, that was a good try.
yes, but I'm a writer at heart, so I've got to be writing and doing my job. Most of the time, I'll drag myself to my writing desk. I don't feel like it. It's like going to the
Wow.
gym, Like, okay, you got to do it. But then once something interesting happens, and I get I call it getting into the circuit. There's an energy to it, and there's a
Yeah.
circuitry to it. And once I feel that little surge, I'm in. And
Yeah. And sometimes you get stuck. I mean, not stuck, but you're stuck in the moment, and 6 hours will go by,
absolutely.
you
And I
know? And
don't know where the time went. Yeah.
yeah, but it's the muse. You're following the muse and the inspiration when it hits you. And if you just let that go, you might lose the whole song. So I commend you on being able to write like that, because a lot of folks, including yours truly, go into a slump and it's like, no, that's been written before. No, I'm not going to say that. Someone else said it. So how do you find inspiration to keep coming up with new stuff?
Well, my antenna is up. I'm always listening. I find that it's important to think of myself as a writer at all times. If I'm on a plane, I'm not riding a plane, I'm a writer. I'm looking around. If somebody might say something, there might be something that happens in an interaction that I can capture in just a couple of words and write it down and put it in. I keep notes. I keep a little book and I keep notes. And I have to observe, observe, observe. And really, it's a scavenger hunt. I'm always looking for the next cool phrase that I might want to sing, the next idea that I think might become a song. There was something, I'll pull it up if I can right now. The last, the least, and the lost. We are the last, the least, and the lost. I'm like, hey, that sounds like every character I've ever written about. And I love the three L's, you know, the last, the least, and the lost. That's cool. So I'm writing stuff down all the time. You'll probably at some point, if I'm given the opportunity, you'll probably find that in a line that I'm gonna write. I'm just grabbing stuff. Artists pull stuff from all over, and assimilate it and compile it. I think the last, the least, and the lost. Hey, man, that's me.
Well, 10 years ago, besides being the last, the least, and the lost, 10 years ago in 2014, Rolling Stone magazine named your song, Mercy Now, as one of the top 40 saddest songs in country music.
And as usual, Rolling Stone gets it wrong. It's not country and it's not sad. It's a folk song, if there ever was a folk song. And it's not sad, it's real. There's a huge amount of hope in that song. It's about mercy. I believe in redemption. I believe that without redemption, we're living in the Old Testament. We're stuck in hell. We have to allow for redemption, meaning people who screw up in big ways, if they're willing to do what it takes to make it right, we have to allow them that. And that includes me. You know, I'm living in a state right now. I don't want to go too far down into politics, but we're in the season. I'm living in a state in Tennessee right now where felons can never vote again. We have this push and this punishing Old Testament, just mean legislature that a person does their time, they pay their price, they get out, and they still can never vote again. You know, I think part of doing your time and paying your price is you allow for a new life. So a person can have hope and become meaning making and contribute. Redemption is about, it is about mercy. And mercy is not sad. Why would that be sad? It's just real.
That's why I wanted to hear it directly from the source. Mary Gaucher, you're going to be playing Saturday night at a church on Church Street, part of the Flying Cat music series. It's going to be a wonderful show. Robbie Foulkes is on the bill as well. Have you worked with him before?
Many times, Mr. Foulkes is a triple threat, singer, writer, player. He can sing like a bird and play like a bluegrass impresario. And oh my God, his songs are good. I'm excited about
His
working
songs
with him.
are great.
He's a master. You want to see a master? Go see Robbie Foulkes. His mastery is undeniable. And
Well,
excited.
nobody can say that better than you. So I'm suggesting to all the listeners to go see, as Mary Gaucher said, the master, Robbie Foulkes, and the masteress herself. And we're looking forward to the show. It's going to be great. And we wish you nothing but the best of success. We can't wait to hear some new music. So when it's recorded, get it our way and we'll pop it on the radio.
Thank you, thank you. I'll be playing some new songs in Phoenicia at the church on Church Street, which also sounds like the first line of a song. I was playing at a church on Church Street. This is great.
Can't get better. Write it down.
I'm gonna.
Mary Gaucher, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for being part of the up and running morning show on 98.1 KZE.
The pleasure's mine. Thanks for having me on. Look forward to seeing you soon.